Hi, I'm Keela from Keela D Sub Creations, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I struggled for a while to come up with what I wanted to speak on today. Typically, I just try to find tidbits from whatever nerdy content I'm partaking in, but unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, I'm in a season of rewatching and replaying, so I didn't have any new ideas. The only new bit of media I've consumed recently is not exactly a fun one, but it is pretty relevant, so I thought maybe we could touch on it a bit. If you're a millennial like me, I'm sure you grew up with some of the Nickelodeon classics like The Amanda Show and Drake and Josh, so seeing the glass shatter with the new Quiet On Set docuseries was heart-wrenching. Even if you didn't grow up with those shows or didn't watch the new series, commentary has been flooding social media, so I'm sure you know what's going on. I'm not going to pretend I have the perfect Christian response to bad news like this, but in pondering what we should do and say in these situations, my mind fell to something my pastor said in church this morning. I'm recording this on Palm Sunday, and my church has been in a Holy Week series for the past few weeks leading up to the cross. Today we discuss the moment Jesus is getting arrested from the point of view of Judas and Peter. Judas obviously let it to happen. He was complacent and selfish and tolerant of sin. Peter, on the other hand, jumped immediately to violence, literally slicing a guy's ear off with a sword. Both of these are extreme responses, and we as Christians should strive, however difficult, for something more in the middle. Obviously, Jesus knew the betrayal and the arrest had to happen for him to die and be resurrected to save us from our sins. He used this horrible, horrible situation for his ultimate good, but that doesn't mean he liked it. He asked God to take his cup. He was unhappy with Judas's response. However, he also scolded Peter for his knee-jerk reaction, even though it might have seemed justified in the moment, and he healed the man that Peter injured. So we must remember this when darkness falls upon us, when we hear of yet another scandal, or another cancer diagnosis, or another premature death. We live in a fallen world full of sinners, and we are in fact guaranteed bad times while living on this earth. But God. God can use these bad things to draw us closer to Him and His ultimate redemption of the world. We don't need to be tolerant of sin by any means, but we also don't need to rush to hatred and violence either. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." That last little phrase is where we tend to get caught up. As my pastor said, if we defend our faith without gentleness and respect, we are actually defending our ego, not our faith. So know God's word. Pray with Him about the things of this sinful world that particularly hurt you. Speak openly with your friends and mentors. Find inspiring books and podcasts. Know the reason for your hope despite all the evil around us. And when given the opportunity to share that hope, do so in love. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite app and come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Keela from Keela D Sub Creations, and until next time, remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy tea, and that's kind of the same thing.